All right? All right, recognize, understood this. For if they had, see Satan, if he had understood this, for if they had, they would never have what? Crucified the Lord of glory. If he knew that we would be lifted out of his domain, his control, his influence, his grip or his grasp, and lifted into and brought into the kingdom of God, into the presence of God, where we have access to God, and the life of God is on the inside of you like God. I need to say it again. Where the life of God is on the inside of you like God, because it is God. That's why I like God. Where he cannot touch, control, or do anything with. Unless he get your permission. And that's why you do not want to be ignorant of spirits of things and remain that way. Because you'll give Satan permission in areas of your life that you don't know you're doing. And you wonder why all this is happening. But had he known this, that we would become like Jesus, the one he raised from the dead, we'll become like God, he never would have crucified the Lord of glory. Because he didn't know that there would come forth a new kind of man, a new race of people, a people that was created in the God class, and we have life, faith, grace, wisdom. Otherwise, we have his nature, his ability to do like he did. What you mean? Like Jesus did. He could not handle Jesus in no way. And Jesus said this, he that believeth on me, the works I do, shall he do what? Also greater works than thee shall he do, right? So if he had known that this were coming forth, he wouldn't have crucified Jesus. Because Jesus had to die. In order to qualify to be the sacrifice and be raised again as he met every demand that justice required. And then he will raise again to life. And because he was raised, he became that seed of that new man that will start a new race of people in the kingdom of God on earth. See, those that died before him, they got up out of paradise and went on to glory. And they're the church of the firstborn. But we are in the earth, all right? All right. So if he had known this, he would never crucify the Lord of glory, all right? So let me hurry. I gotta get to, I'll pick up where we have to cut off, but let me get to this point. But on the contrary, you see verse 9? But on the contrary, as the scripture says, what I have not seen, and what? And ear have not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has what? Prepared. Listen now. Prepared, made, and kept ready. Made, God prepared it, he made it, and he kept it ready. Way before before this new birth took place, before you got here, but when we got here, you know, he had already fixed it. But he did what? Made, and kept ready for those. Now look who it is, look who it's for. For those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence. Listen to the qualification now. Who holds him in what? Affectionate reverence. Promptly obeying him and gratefully recognizing the benefits. See, some people, the reason why they don't obey, they don't have any reverence for God. You know, I talked to one with that. That was Sunday. Fear not. See, when you talk about fearing God, just real quick, when you find the scripture says fear God, God is not talking about the kind of fear where the devil give you. He's talking about reverence God, highly respect him and honor him. Not be terrified of him. God didn't create us to be terrified of him, that he would zap us or destroy us or do something bad to us. No, he's talking about reverence God. So he said, recognizing the benefit, knows now affectionately, reverently, promptly obeying him and gratefully recognizing the benefit he has what? Bestowed. All right. Recognizing the benefit he has bestowed. All right. Yet to us God has what? Yet to us God has unveiled. Is it still up there? Okay, now we're getting there. Yet to us God has what? Unveiled and revealed them by and through his Spirit. For the Holy Spirit does what? Such as how? Diligently exploring and examining. Notice it diligently searches. You ever search for anything? You ever drop something, lose a very small item, but it was very important? You diligently, if you think it's down in the carpet somewhere, you get out on your knee, you rub your hand, you search diligently.